Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Please be seated. Last Wednesday evening, along with Rocky Coville, I attended a special Eucharist at St. Paul's Tustin, and the readings that were used at that service are the same ones we're hearing today. And highlighting the Gospel's mention of Jesus' family that Reverend Annie was talking about with the kids, the service included this extended comment from the Right Reverend Stephen Charleston, a retired Episcopal bishop and academic and a member of the Choctaw Nation. Now, in this passage that I'm going to read to you, Bishop Charleston quotes Ram Dass, who is an American psychologist and a spiritual teacher. So this is what Bishop Charleston writes. He says, "The other day I recalled one of those spiritual insights that are funny, but also true, very true. Ram Dass said, if you think you are enlightened, go spend a week with your family." Amen to that, brother, says Bishop Charleston. Families are their own universe. Each one is unique and can defy the laws of physics. They have their own history, customs, logic, and rules. Their pecking orders defy the aging process. What you see is only the tip of a vast and unseen matrix of relationships. For some of us, says Charleston, family is a wonderful word. For others, a bad memory. Ram Dass is right. If we think we have reached a sublime level of spiritual maturity, we need to remember from whence we came. Or, he says, maybe in this context, from whence we came. Well, today's gospel reading is a wince moment for both Jesus and his family. Now, even though we're only in Mark's third chapter, this is the gospel where Jesus is baptized and immediately hits the ground running. He's already effected enough healings and exorcisms that huge crowds gather wherever he goes, pressing in on him, jostling him, reaching through, just trying to touch his robe. Word about him is spreading fast, and his name is well on the way to becoming a household word. Now, living in the entertainment bubble of SoCal as we do, where the designation professional celebrity is seen as a legitimate occupation, we tend to forget that not everyone wants their name to be a household word or wants to have a household word in their family. Even before the days of Twitter, the slide from famous to notorious could be short and quick. And all the attention Jesus had been receiving is starting to generate some very nasty rumors. Nasty theological rumors, as today we have the scribes, the religion scholars, arriving at Jesus' home and accusing him of being possessed by an evil spirit himself, accusing him of being in league with the very demons he's casting out, which is an accusation that, if it sticks, could get him stoned to death. Nasty personal rumors, as Jesus' own family seems to believe the possession stories. Our Message translation talks about Jesus' friends coming to get him, but the New RSV actually says, when Jesus' family heard that he was home, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, he has gone out of his mind. Demon possession, going out of his mind, these are big family winces, especially in a culture such as Jesus's, and as in many cultures today still, where honor and shame are communal realities. One author writes, in an honor-shame culture, a child's behavior, even when grown, is of great consequence. The social standing of Jesus' family is jeopardized by his behavior. The whole family is shamed. With his family members, his mother and his brothers embarrassed by him, wincing and fearing that he's going to cause them further shame, Jesus redefines the boundaries of family. Obedience, he says, is thicker than blood. The person who obeys God's will is my brother and sister and mother. Now, as Annie was mentioning with the kids, we also have a certain fluidity in our family boundaries here at Trinity. Because in addition to being first and foremost brothers and sisters in Christ, a family formed by water and the Spirit, we also have a familiarity in our relationships with each other. We care about each other. and we rejoice in each other's successes. And rejoicing, not wincing, is what we're all about here today on Baccalaureate Sunday, as we celebrate the academic achievements of our young people. Now, you've got two yellow bulletin inserts today. One's the standard puzzle page, but the other one lists our graduates. One side, I've got it here. One side has our high school graduates and scholarship recipients. We've got our fifth grade Bible recipients. And then on the back, the extended family and friends. You can see we have many, many successes we're sharing today, sharing them both here and, as I say, in our extended families as well. And at this point, I would like every graduate here, everybody whose name is on this sheet who's here, could you, including the Bible recipients, could you please stand up to be recognized? So graduates of all stripes, Bible recipients, there you go. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. As has become my custom over the years, on this day when we award the Trinity Scholarships to our graduating high school seniors, I want to remind us of the program's background history, because this program is truly unique. I have never encountered another parish that does something like this. Back in 2000, an anonymous parish family created and funded a 9-year scholarship program called the Davenport Scholarships. After the Davenport program ended in 2008, we as a parish chose to continue these awards under the name of Trinity Scholarships. And so here in 2018, we are awarding scholarships to our high school seniors who are going on to college for the 19th year in a row. Okay, now, just to let you know, not a single person at the 8 o'clock service was able to answer the next question. Oh, pressure's on. I think you're going to be okay, though. Where in the parish can we find the names of scholarship recipients? Yes, Alex. Where in Armstrong Hall? By the exit facing the parking lot. Very good. A former Trinity scholarship recipient, yes. Yeah. On the south wall of the parish hall, down by the little kitchen, there are three wooden plaques on the wall, and the nameplate, the names of all of our scholarship recipients way back from 2000 are on those boards. We're halfway through our third one, so stick around. We'll see if we can get to number 4 pretty soon. So take a look at the names. You'll see some familiar ones. Anyway, as with the Davenport program before it, the Trinity Scholarship Program is completely independent of the operating budget. It is completely independent of our pledges. All of our scholarships are funded by our individual donations, and our donations alone, donations to our designated scholarship fund. To be eligible to receive a scholarship, a Trinity senior needs to write me a letter of application telling me about their present school activities, the school they'll be attending in the fall, and their plans for the future, as well as the part that Trinity has played in their development, spiritual and otherwise. All of the scholarships awarded in a given year are for the same amount, but the amount itself varies from year to year simply because it's a function of the available dollars in the fund being divided by the number of eligible applicants. And I am pleased to report that because of your generosity, I was able to bump the number up a little bit this year. And so each of our 2018 high school graduates will be receiving a scholarship in the amount of $850. I do want to emphasize that the scholarships are not given as cash. Instead, they are accessed in the form of reimbursements to the students or their families when they present paid receipts from their college or university. Now, as I mentioned, and as you saw on the yellow sheet, we have three graduating high school seniors this year, Nick Donaldson, Trent Kibbe, and Brian Powers. We also have 6 upper school graduates, if you will, 4 of whom are themselves former Trinity Scholarship recipients. The 6 are Chad Atala, you might have been able to pick them out on the back, Chad Atala, Sarah Donaldson, Tracy Ficaro, Brendan Ireland, Luke Mattson, and Anna Valdez. And I'd like to give you updates on their situations before I read the letters I received from the guys. And Seema, where are you? I don't mean to put you on the spot. She's teaching. Ah, I wasn't able to get a hold of anybody to find out what Chad's doing next. Okay, well, at least she's back from Jordan. Anyway, Chad has, going in alphabetical order, Chad has graduated from UC San Diego with a Bachelor of Science degree, and he majored in computer science. I would be willing to put any amount of money on the fact that he's going to go to graduate school next, but I can't confirm it for sure. So when Seema gets back for the next part of the service, we'll need to pick her brain on what Chad is going to be up to. Sarah Donaldson has graduated from UC Davis with a Bachelor of Arts, majoring in psychology and minoring in human development. Sarah is moving to the Bay Area, whereas as of July 9th, she will be working for a company in San Mateo that offers behavioral, speech, occupational, and feeding therapies. Sarah will be a behavioral technician, and she will work with children with developmental delay and autism spectrum disorders. Tracy Ficaro has also graduated from UC Davis with a Bachelor of Arts, and her major has been English. Her mother, Lauren, reports that Tracy plans to stay in Sacramento. What is it with these kids moving away? She's going to stay in Sacramento, and she's looking for a job in grant writing. Brendan Ireland, who with his twin brother, Colin, was here at Trinity in his younger years, hanging out with the Powers boys, wasn't it? Yes, I thought so. Hanging out with Mr. Avis as well? Yes, I thought so. I've heard stories. And consequently, they had to leave the church, you know. They were over at St. Andrew's Fullerton for a while. But anyway, Mike and Mickey are now back here at Trinity. Brendan has graduated from the Optometry College of the Western University of Health Science with an OD, a Doctor of Optometry. He is currently in Taiwan with his wife and two kids visiting family, but when Brendan gets back, in his immediate future are his board exams. Ooh, yeah. Luke Mattson has graduated from Golden West College with an associate's degree in liberal arts, emphasizing human behavior and self-development. In the fall, Luke will be heading to UC San Diego to major in communications and to play on their baseball team. Go team, yay, whoa, whoa, yay. Finally, Ana Valdez has graduated from Santiago Canyon College with an associate's degree in liberal arts, and like Tracy, she will be joining the job market. Do you have any updates on that for us, Ana? Not at the moment. Well, good luck to you. As I say, we wish all of the graduates Godspeed and all the best. Now to our Trinity Scholarship recipients. And just to reassure you that I am not breaking any confidences, in my letter inviting seniors to apply, I do tell them that their letters of application will be read to the congregation. So if there's something they've written that they don't want shared, they need to indicate it at the time. So again, going in alphabetical order, which ironically was also the order in which I received these, Nick Donaldson writes, "Dear Trinity, for the past 4 years I have attended Villa Park High School. During my time at Villa Park, I was a member of the robotics team, and a few of my favorite classes have been graphics design, photography, and physiology. Growing up at Trinity, I participated in several ministries. I was an acolyte under the wise leadership of Grant." He says he's been waiting years for that. "An acolyte under the wise leadership of Grant. I went from Sun Seekers to youth group, and now I am an usher on the best team. Team 3. Trinity has been a strong part of my upbringing, and I appreciate the love and support I have received from the congregation over the years. I'm about to start a new chapter in my life as I will be attending Santiago Canyon College in the fall. I haven't decided on what profession I would like to pursue. I just know that I would like to do something in the field of medicine. As I reflect on my 17 years at Trinity, I am grateful for the experiences I have had, the friends I have made, and the support of the congregation. I would especially like to thank Carl Watson, who's home not feeling well, Jeannie and Annie for their insight and guidance throughout the years. Sincerely, Nick Donaldson." So thank you, Nick. And I'll have the three of you come up together after I've finished all three letters. From Trent Kibbe, "Dear Jeannie, I will be graduating from Esperanza High School, where I have been involved in many activities. I've excelled in multiple AP classes throughout my high school career and was able to uphold a 4.0 GPA all 4 years of high school." Oh, you slacker. "I played basketball all 4 years, and I was a team captain of the junior varsity team during my junior year. I then played on the defending state championship varsity team my senior year, where we made it to the first round of the CIF playoffs. I also played volleyball 3 years, where I was captain of the Frosch soft team my sophomore year. I have also been a part of the auditioned group, Vocal Ensemble, for 3 years, where I sang as a bass for my choir. I participated and volunteered in many fundraisers, activities, and performances in choir, basketball, and volleyball. I have also been involved in PTSA all 4 years of school as well. In the fall, I will be attending San Diego State University, where I will study a pre-major in athletic training. My hope for a career is to be a professional athletic trainer for a team within the National Basketball Association. Through the years, I have been active in Trinity in many ways. For years, I attended youth group, Sunday school, and participated and volunteered at Vacation Bible School. My family and I also usher one Sunday morning a month, so I don't think I'll ask them how they feel about Team 3. I also participated in the Christmas pageant many times and have been a server at numerous outreach functions. I've volunteered at many Sunday suppers, running the drink table with friends and family. One of my biggest commitments within the church was going through the Confirm Not Conform program, where later I became confirmed with the church. Lastly, I have been the church sexton this past year along with Brian Powers, and hopefully have served decent coffee, lemonade, and delicious donuts. Actually, Trent, your coffee has been very good. Yes, it's been good coffee. I just want to say thank you. My family, as well as this church, has always been so supportive of me. Jeannie, you have always been so kind and welcoming, and your guidance through CNC was so helpful. And Trent, flattery will get you everywhere. Annie, thank you for being such a kind and loving person. Oh, there you are over there. I'm saying, where'd she go? Yeah, thank you for being such a kind and loving person. You are a terrific youth group leader and reverend, and I appreciate all that you've done for me. And last but not least, Rocky. Good old Uncle Rocky. And just as a side note, Uncle Rocky was Trent's mentor during Confirm Not Conform. So that's good old Uncle Rocky. You've been there for me spiritually. You are so kind and loving, and I know you will always be there for me whenever I need it. Obviously, I cannot forget to thank you for helping me get my first job at the beautiful Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf. The list goes on. So again, thank you, Rocky, and all who have helped me on this journey. You will forever be in my heart. Love, Trent. And finally, hey, Jeannie, this is Brian Carlos Powers. I'm currently a senior at El Dorado High School, and boy, I am busy. I'm currently a four-year member of our Digital Media Arts Academy, which means basically that I spend a lot of my time inside, and three skin tones lighter than my Native American mom would like. I make films, stay after school for my seventh period post-AP Spanish class, attend five AP classes, and stay after my seventh period to work on our weekly video broadcast. On top of that, I'm in our elite choir for school. We just got a superior award in the advanced category for our school, something Trent probably didn't want to mention in his letter if he applied. Dueling choirs. And, says Brian, if you're reading this out loud to the congregation, make sure to give him a big smile. I plan on going to Saddleback Community College for its film program, meaning that although I got accepted into both Cal State Fullerton and Cal Poly Pomona, I will still be electing to drive an hour to school. I intend on majoring in film and becoming a movie editor in Hollywood. I have big dreams, and I want to make them happen. After going to Saddleback, I intend on transferring to Chapman, again, for their superb film program. The amount of support this community has brought me overwhelms me every single time I go to church. Everyone in the community has supported me through the hard times my entire life, and it really feels like a family. Never have I seen a congregation that is so loving and accepting, and I strive to emulate this acceptance in my everyday life. It's truly a special place to be, and I would know, considering that I've been involved in the Trinity Players plays. Apparently, they were written by some guy named John Jewett. Seems like a cool dude. On top of that, I'm currently a co-barista with Trent Kibbe, with whom I'm also a co-barista at our other job at Coffee Bean. What a small world. Thanks, Rocky. Trinity has been a good foundation for me throughout the years on which to morally judge my actions and to follow my life in the examples that the church has laid out for me. I know that there are specific values like kindness and everlasting joy that I simply do not get when in another atmosphere. Receiving this scholarship would not only further my dreams as a creative force in the world of film, but make me grow closer to this community that has already helped me so much. Whether or not it is accepted will not change the fact that I am just so grateful to be a part of something that gives so much, to be a part of something that is much bigger than myself. Thank you for everything, Brian. Trinity, you did good. Okay, guys, you want to come on up? Nick Donaldson, Trent Kibbe, and Brian Powers. Brian Carlos Powers. Yay. They're so tall. When did you get so tall? All right, Nick and Brian and Trent, congratulations to all of you. Best of luck in the coming years. It's been, oh, an honor to have you here. And I remember when I visited you in the hospital and you had your appendix out. He was shorter then. So a hand for our graduates. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for
everything. Yeah. I don't think I've ever had letters that interwove so much. We got the ushering and the ushering and the coffee bean and the coffee bean and the choir and the choir. Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll wrap this up. We'll wrap it up nicely. The opening verse of a 19th century school hymn written by the late Phillips Brooks, Bishop of Massachusetts and longtime rector of Trinity Church Boston, goes as follows. Father of all, below, above, whose name is light, whose name is love, here be thy truth and goodness known, and make these fields and halls thine own. The hymn later continues in the voices of students. O world all bright and brave and young, with deeds unwrought and songs unsung, for all the strength thy tasks will give, we greet thee, we about to live. 2018 graduates all, we wish you the brightest and bravest of worlds. Congratulations. Amen.